Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello and welcome to Talking Flicks. This is our Flickster, Mr. Lee. Hello.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine Wednesday?
I am wonderful. It's always great when you turn up and you just look so energized today. You're like, I don't know what's happened to you. Did you have your Weet-Bix this morning or something?
Because I've actually gone walking this morning, and it's actually really good to go out walking at 6:30 in the morning for half an hour. It makes you feel really, really good for the day.
See, I do a bit differently, Mr. Lee. I do the gym, you know.
Yeah, I can't do the gym. This body doesn't go to a gym.
You just keep those walks up, Mr. Lee, before you know it.
Yes. And yep. Zeus likes walking as well, so I've got to take him out. So
your little,
it's a good
opportunity for him. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, that's right. You and Zeus can do it together. So he's helping you out, Mr. Lee. But
yes.
At Talk and Flicks this week, we are doing Black Bag, a movie that you have gone along and seen. And
yes.
Well, I know you like it because you always send me a text message when it's good. When I don't hear from you, I know it's crap. So you sent me a message saying it was good. You did thoroughly enjoy it.
I did. I actually really enjoyed it. And I cannot wait to talk to our Talking Flickster all about it because I want to know what their idea of the movie was, especially with Cate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender. You know, those two together, yeah, we'll find out more later.
So what did our Talking Flickster think? Actually, who is our Talking Flickster? I guess we'll find that out next. We've got a newbie this week, Mr. Lee. We're going to have some fun with this.
We're going to have big fun.
Oh, I hope our Flickster's ready. We'll meet him next. Let's have a listen to Black Bag.
Where are you off to?
Black Bag.
Right. You asked how it works. To be with someone in this business, this is how.
If a situation presents itself, would you choose your marriage over everything else?
My devotion to my marriage is my professional weakness. Love you.
You got a breach.
What did you do?
One of our people stole something.
Something extremely valuable.
You cannot imagine the damage. Find the leak.
How long do you think you'll need?
Give me 2 weeks.
Thousands of innocent people will die.
Okay, 1 week.
Who's the suspect?
Your wife.
I can feel when you're watching me.
Sorry.
I like it.
When you can lie about everything, when you can deny everything, how do you tell the truth about anything?
I need a satellite redirect, but this has to be unofficial.
You are one naughty husband, George.
You think this isn't normal? The way you're doing this, just so you know.
What's on the menu?
Fun and games.
Is it true? No one can lie to you?
I don't like liars.
If it is Catherine, do you really think you can do it?
I don't know. Maybe this is all your greatest game, George.
It's a very dangerous line of work.
I'll say.
Would you kill for me, George? Would you?
It's Black Bag, and doing a review on it this week, it is our Talking Flickster, a regular at the Forum 6 in Wagga, Michael. Hello, welcome to Talking Flicks.
How are you going?
Mate, we are wonderful. I'm fantastic. Mr. Lee's very happy as well. He's extra bright today. And
I am.
Mate, welcome on board. Great to have you here. And what a movie you got to go and check out. It was Black Bag. You saw it at the Forum 6 Wagga. Before we get into it, though, the team at Wagga looking after you down there, mate, obviously.
Yeah, they're very good. They're very nice, very professional. Always good.
Yeah, more than I can say about Mr. Lee in Tamworth.
Hey, can I ask a question, Michael? What's your favourite movie snack?
It's funny, I'm just going to have to say a Choc Top. It's the one that stands out.
It's got to be.
It's
got to
be.
It's the only thing. Do they make them as good in Wagga as they do in Tamworth? Because Mr. Lee, he pours his heart and soul into those Choc Tops. His blood, sweat and tears. They good down there, Michael?
Yeah, they're great. They got different flavours. They got, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. They got caramel sometimes, and they have cookies and cream and mint. And yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Wow. You know what, Michael? I think this calls for a Choc Top tasting competition or something. Don't you reckon we should do that? Yes.
I like that.
Forum that 6 Wagga v Forum 6 Tamworth. It's on. We need some taste testers, Michael, so I'd put your hand up if I was you. The three of us can do it. Actually, we'll do it. We'll let Mr. Lee make them.
Yeah. I love making Choc Tops. The staff will tell you I probably don't, but I do. I don't mind them. And I know Craig would make them down there as well, so he would be the first one to put his hand up to make them. So.
See, Michael, I reckon Mr. Lee's wife, the lovely Wendy, she'd be very lucky because anytime she needs a Choc Top, can you bring me one home, darling? I reckon he takes a couple home a week.
Yeah.
Got to keep the wife happy, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life. Okay.
Well done, man. Well done. All right, Black Bag, let's get into it. What were your initial thoughts after checking out the movie?
Honestly, I was very surprised. One of the best movies I've seen this year so far.
Ooh, wow. Can I ask the reasons why that is, Michael?
You watch the trailer and you kind of just see it as like another typical spy couple sort of thriller, you know, and you're kind of like, this just looks like another sort of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And then when you watch it, you're just like, oh, wow, it's so different. And it just, the storytelling, the acting, it just exceeded my expectations. And it just, obviously, it came from a good writer, David Koepp, and he's a great writer. I don't know if you know David Koepp. He's written Jurassic Park, Spider-Man, Panic Room. So he really knows how to make an engaging story when he writes. And you can just see it in the scenes.
Mm. And we've had some great spy movies over the years. What's been your favourite up until now, and how does this compare to some of those other spy movies that we've seen over time?
Oh, mate, like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, okay, this is like that, but in reverse. They are both aware that they are in the, you know, British intelligence, and they love each other. They're very respectful of themselves, but they're also very loyal to their jobs, but they're also loyal to their relationship. So it's almost like, what do they choose, their love life or their career? And what do they stay loyal to? And you kind of get that answer as this movie goes on. And that's what kind of gets you engaged, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. It certainly does. And especially when, you know, Pierce Brosnan, he's a powerful character anyway. Whatever he does, he's very good. And when he's saying, you know, do this, and he's telling her, you know, you got to do these things. And then for Michael Fassbender's character, George, he seems to be very, very back, like he doesn't say much. He absorbs things. He's watching things all the time. Like, I found that very interesting, how he just observed. That's the word I was looking for, observed everybody. Yeah. And that's how he found out information that he needed. And, I found that very good. That's what enticed me, and I just went, wow, this is so good. And, like, I'm not a huge Cate Blanchett fan, but in this, she was brilliant. She was believable as a spy. She was believable that she was married to Michael Fassbender. I just went, these two have got chemistry.
They certainly do, and that's what made the movie work. If they didn't have chemistry and you didn't believe in their relationship, this movie would not work. And she's aged like a fine wine, hasn't she, Cate Blanchett?
She has. She certainly has. Yeah. And And she's only 55 years old, and that's so young.
That's it.
So good. Now, tell me, did you feel about the performances of any of the main characters? Did anything stand out in particular?
Michael Fassbender, he plays such a wise character. And as you said, he doesn't say much. He sits and observes, less is more. And he comes in at the right moment when something is happening, like there's a bickerment, there's an argument. He'll come in and say something at the right time. And what I also love about him is that he doesn't like liars. So if anyone lies, he will call them out. And I love that. That, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to go to one of his dinner nights?
Honestly, I would like to sit there and just sort of watch it play out. You know?
Especially when he's drugged the food.
Yeah. But yeah, it certainly wouldn't be a boring dinner.
Definitely not.
And when you look at the cast too, Naomi Harris, she's the psychiatrist, Dr. Zoe Vaughan. How does she stack up in the movie, and how much of her do you see in the film?
You know, the four of them, they all have some important element to the film. They all have something to do with, you know, what's going on. They're trying to make Cate Blanchett out to be the bad one, but is she, or is someone trying to set them up? And it makes you question, like, it's a whodunit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of them could be lying to Michael Fassbender, trying to make out that she's the bad one, but she could be. But these four could very well be the one that's making up lies to cover their tracks. And
they do it very well, don't they?
They do, yeah. And Naomi Harris, she's great. You know, I love her in her movies like 28 Days Later and the James Bond movies. She just suits this movie. She just, matches it so well. And that scene that I love is her and Cate Blanchett where they're sitting talking. She's doing like her job as a psychiatrist, and Cate Blanchett does a 180 and swaps it on her and starts interviewing her like she's the psychiatrist. And she starts asking all these personal questions. And I love that. That was a really, great scene. Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly was. Now, tell me, what did you think of the cinematography of the actual movie? Because it was shot so well, especially the dinner nights when they were having those. It was shot a little bit darker than normal, but it suited the movie.
It did, yeah. You can tell, like, there was definitely an intention behind it. There was a reason for why it was, you know, looked the way it does, the atmosphere and everything. And even like this, as I said, the dinner scenes, it was lighted that certain way to kind of feel like there was something that was going to happen, you know? And there were little moments that I loved with Michael Fassbender and his character where he's cooking and you can see the steam going into his glasses and he's still concentrating on cooking the food and he's not annoyed at all with the steam going into his glasses. And that just shows you so much about his character. And then when you see a little bit of sauce on his shirt and he gets bothered by that and he goes, I need to go change. It just tells you so much about him as a perfectionist and his, it just tells you a lot about his character, just those little things.
Which is a great thing, I have to say. I thought those little details, and I'd forgotten about the steam on his glasses because, you see it quite clearly and you just go, it would be steaming. Like, that's so true. If you're cooking, and I know I wear glasses, and they do steam up. So those little details are brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, you see those things and, you know, something like that you've brought up, which is a big thing in movies anyway.
Yeah. And that, it just shows you that, like, there's an intention behind those little moments just to sort of get you an idea of what kind of character and what kind of person he is. And, even the moments where he's fishing, where he's just fishing and he's just, I found that interesting because it just shows you that he's a very peaceful sort of man, even though he works in a very savvy sort of job, sort of crazy lifestyle. He does like to do simple things. Yeah.
Now, without giving too much away, we've heard that there is a bit of an explosive conclusion to the movie. So is there a bit of a twist, you know, as the movie goes on towards the end without giving too much away? Is there something that some little surprises sprinkled throughout the film that you may not expect?
Absolutely. There's twists in the end with the – as I said, it's like a whodunit. You don't know who it is and you find out who is the villain in the end, and it's a very interesting way how they conclude it.
I love that. That's great. Yeah, because the whole movie, you're kind of trying to work it out, aren't you? And, I mean, sometimes it clicks and you go, oh, no, look, it's got to be this person. And then when it's not, it's great to get that little surprise.
That's it. Yeah. And it's that's what I love. Like, that's why I'm a weakness for these sort of movies when it comes to the mystery of whodunit. That's why I'm also a big fan of those Scream movies, because you just don't know who it is, you know? Yeah.
Mm. If you had to compare it to a movie, have you seen Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy or The Bourne Identity or anything like that? Would you say it's in that line?
Definitely. And even like, because it's Steven Soderbergh, you can see elements of the Ocean's movies in there at times. You can just sort of see it. Yeah. And yeah, definitely the Ocean's movies, mixtures of the Bourne identity and stuff like that. That's just sort of mixed in there, but it's Britishified. Yeah.
Some of these movies too, like especially spy movies, there's some real sexy moments to it. You know, usually between and we see much of this with Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett because I'm getting a bit of lingerie, right? A bit of lingerie feel. Is that right?
Of course you would go that way, JT.
I'm just asking, like, come on, everyone wants to know, Mr. Lee. Everyone wants to know. Is
you
there
know what?
A bit of sexy
Michael
time in this
and
movie?
Michael and I are not going to tell you. You have to go see it to actually know if there is anything in it.
Well, I just want to know whether to take my nan or not, okay? I'm not going to take her if there's...
No, don't take your nan. Don't take nan. No. Just
sorry, Nan.
Andre and the opera. Opera and Andre. That's the only thing you're allowed to take your nan to. Oh. Unless I tell you, you can take your nan to something else. But
yeah,
no, probably not this one. Something that I did actually really did enjoy was the way that Cate Blanchett was trying not to, you know, be a bad person or anything like that, because she actually was given orders to do things as well. And when she, you know, goes off and does things, they come back and say things to each other, her and her husband in the movie. And I thought they did that so well, the way they talk to each other without giving too much away. And then that made you more curious to go, ooh, what's going on here?
Definitely, yeah. And that's this, you know, career over, you know, relationship, and that's it. And without spoiling it, it's she's doing her job, he's doing his job, but they're also curious about each other, and they want to know that there's no tomfoolery going on, you know, and that she's safe, he's safe. And as this movie goes on, you sort of just see what they are as a couple and if they are meant for each other. And it just as that builds and goes on, it's a very interesting way, how it plays out without spoiling it. It's really interesting.
Well, we'll get to our Talk and Flickster question from last week. Duncan, who has a question for you around Michael Fassbender. Before we do, though, for anybody that's you've mentioned it, it's a fantastic movie. And for anyone thinking about going along, what do you think, if you can sum it up in say, a couple of sentences, what they would enjoy the most? What's going to get somebody to really love this movie?
If you're a person that just loves to see a simple sort of spy thriller and then you find out there's a twist in there with a... I think you're going to love that. If you, as I say, it's like a whodunit. If you're into those movies where it's twists and turns, you don't know who it could be, it makes out it's this person, but it's not, you're going to love it. You're going to really enjoy it. And as I said, the dinner scenes, they're just sitting there having a conversation and it's so engaging because you just don't know how it's going to play out because there's so much plotting and scheming going on. And if you're into that, you're going to really enjoy this.
Yeah, and the sexy scenes. Okay, yeah. let's check out our question from last week's Talk of Flickster. This is for you, Michael.
My question is, what your favourite Michael Fassbender movie is? Like, what's your favourite role of his, and how does it compare to his role in Black Bag?
Well, my favourite movie of Michael Fassbender's, I would say, other than this, is Inglourious Basterds. I really think that's another great movie. And there's a scene where he's having a dinner scene, just like Black Bag, and there's a German that comes down and they're having a conversation. They don't want this German. He's trying to sort of be nice to tell him to go away, but the German's not getting the hint. And then as they're about to sort of sort it out and the German's about to leave, he does this thing where he's about to give him a drink, right? And he puts his three fingers up and he stuffs up by putting his three normal fingers up. But as a German, you're meant to put your thumb up, right? When you do the three fingers as a German. And that's how he knew that he wasn't a Nazi. And that way that played out was so interesting. And just that moment alone where they're just sitting there having a dinner table scene and you don't know how it's going to play out, that did definitely remind me of Black Bag. But I would say his character is not as wise as the character from Black Bag because of his what happens. Awesome.
Great answer. That's so good. Now, we're going to open up the freezer because I know you like Choc Tops, Michael. So, if JT can open the freezer up for us.
I just did, but I'll open it again. Hold on.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. Sorry. Oh, there you go. Thank you. So,
I'm squeaky, that one. You,
it was.
Need some WD-40.
I'm going to give you 5 Choc Tops. Michael, how many Choc Tops are you going to give Black Bag?
I'm going to give it 5. It ran perfectly. Like,
Wow, that deserves a... Oh, yes. My goodness. That deserves... That
more.
Is huge. Yes. Oh, my good. Fireworks, please. Yeah, 5. Wow. We don't often get... How often do you see a 5 go out? Very rarely.
Very rarely. I think this is the first time we've ever had a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Well done. Well done. That is great. Well, you know what? I'm guessing if you've given it a 5, there's nothing you'd change about the film, pretty much. It's just...
That's it.
Gold. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It just, as I said, it doesn't, you know how some movies go for so long that they overstay its welcome? This movie doesn't do that. It just runs perfectly. And once it gets to the conclusion, it just ends perfectly. And you're like, good. Mm. Yeah. Yes. Ended great. In my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Awesome. Now, next week, we've got our talking flickster, Chloe. She's going off to see Snow White. What is your question for Chloe for next week, please, Michael?
My question is, how do you like the look of the dwarfs in the film? Are you happy that they're animated, or would you prefer them to have made them live action and had them as real little actors? That's my question to her.
No worries. Thank you so much. Now, if you want to be on Talking Flicks and go to a movie and come straight onto the podcast, all you got to do is head to the Forum 6 or the Odeon 5 websites and click on the link that says Talking Flicks and fill in the form, and you can be on the podcast and we'll send you off to a movie. And, of course, we send you to a movie that you like too. So if you like horrors or if you like spy movies like Michael did, we'll make sure we send you to the right movie. So there you go. So
I disagree with that, but that's – yeah, Mr. Lee's a nice guy here. So, I'd happily send you to see something – well, raunchy, maybe. I don't know. That's no.
Yeah, really?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're too funny, JT.
No,
I'd send why you... why I send them to the movies.
Yeah, well, this is why you do it, Mr. Lee. Yes, but and I'm looking forward to next week, Snow White. I have seen the trailer and I really do like it. So I'm sure Chloe's going to. Maybe they could get a 5 next week as well. Who knows?
Oh, it could. Yeah, it'd be very interesting to find out with Disney's Snow White. So there you go.
Beautiful. Cool. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Before we go, Michael, thank you so much for coming on Talking Flicks.
No worries. Honoured to be on here.
Mate, you've been an absolute champion. Great to have you. Oh, let's get him back, Miss Lee. I like this guy. Yeah. Let's get him back.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. Yeah, we'll get you back on there and we'll get you to another movie and, yeah, we'll do it all over again.
No worries. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thanks, Michael. You have a lovely rest of your Wednesday, Mr. Lee. Let's get out of here.
Yes.
We're back on
Friday. I'll see you Friday. Yeah. And midday. Yeah, I'm here on Friday, so yeah. All good. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll catch you Friday midday. You didn't want a positive thought or anything, so that's okay. We'll just go, hey? What do you reckon? Oh, come on. No, we're never going. That's it. You don't... Yeah, that's all right. Catch you Friday. Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.